Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Will Kunkel with us here in studio on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Anything that we've talked about, you're more than welcome to get in and hang out with us. 713-780-3776. A reminder for those of you just joining us, just go to our app and sign up to be in our fantasy draft 2 weeks from today. All you have to do is sign up. Today, every hour, everybody is invited. If you've never signed up on our app before, it's really easy to sign up. You got to do that first, and then hit the button to be invited into the hopper for a chance to be in our fantasy draft. Houston Restaurant Weeks is happening right now. So if you're looking for a great place, I mean, there's a lot of places you can't afford to go to. Okay, I'm not saying which ones you can't afford. I don't know what your budget is. But even if you go to really nice restaurants, this is an unbelievable deal. $55 for dinner at some of these restaurants is a steal. And they'll donate, if you buy a $55 dinner, they'll donate 15 meals to the Houston Food Bank. If you buy a $39 deal or 9 meals, $25 lunch or brunch, 3 meals. Go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com and see all the restaurants, which are awesome, awesome, awesome. Thanks for participating. All right, 713-780-3776. We haven't talked about the Astros in a while. They win the series, and they beat the Red Sox, which is nice. Boston is just a really good team. It's wide open right now in the American League. The Astros, for as bad as it's been, and the lull that they've had, and all the injuries that they've had, and the inconsistencies offensively, and, well, they've been pretty consistent for the most part with pitching for most of the year. But they're only 2 games out of the best record in the American League. And they're 1 game ahead of the Mariners. Now, Baltimore walked off last night in Baltimore, which was nice. Baltimore walked them off. Matt Holliday's son, with the game winner, the game-winning base hit. That was nice. So you got a game lead now and you got Hunter Brown. Not looking like the Hunter Brown we're used to, but still much better than he was in a couple of starts, about 3 starts ago. You saw some good things out of Christian Javier, out of Spencer Arrighetti. Now Fromber tonight. We need to get Fromber back tonight, Will. We got to see the Fromber, the ground ball Fromber, who doesn't have a lot of traffic on the bases. We got to see that Fromber tonight.
Yeah, tonight you cannot give up 4 runs like he did in 5 2/3 against the Yanks, or 5 runs like he did against the Boston Red Sox in 6 innings. He's had a very bad August, and this was going to happen. With even the best pitchers in the game, you're going to have blips. The tough part for the Astros is the fact that you don't have a 3-starter, 4-starter, or 5-starter, and if you try to go to a 6-man rotation, I don't even know who that would be, but you're just trying to save arms to get down to October. Is that you got to have your top guys be their best at all times, and you can't survive some of these blips. So right now, you got to get Fromber back to where he was when he was so dang good in July and June and the rest of the season. He hasn't had a win since July 22nd. So tonight's a good get-right game for him against Baltimore, not a very good baseball team.
So, and then tomorrow you got Jason Alexander. And I'm torn on this one. Because Jason Alexander, his last 2 starts, he's gone 12 innings with no earned runs. Mm. Last 2 starts, 6-6. 4 of his last 6 starts, he's gone 6 innings. Now, 1, he blew up against the Athletics But otherwise, he's looked damn good. He's got 20 in those starts. I mean, he had 4 2/3 where he gave up 2 runs. He had 3 innings where he gave up no runs as well. But in those starts, he has, 7 earned runs in 24 innings. And that's with a blow up of 5 runs against the Athletics.
Yeah, so, like, he's been good.
He's been really good. And now it's going to be risky business. Like, if Brandon Walter didn't get hurt, I don't know how you could have gotten him out of the rotation. And right now, I mean, he went to New York. He went to Yankee Stadium and shut them down on one hit for 6 innings. I mean, goodness gracious, this guy's pitching well. And I said when Eric Eddie came back and when Javier came back, we talked about it on the show. We got to have a little bit of patience because they don't, they haven't been here for a while now with the injuries, especially Javier, 447 days or whatever since he had last pitched in the big leagues. You're going to have some patience. Well, I don't know that we have time for patience with Luis Garcia or J.P. France or Lance McCullers, especially when we got a guy that's throwing like Alexander is.
Yeah, I don't know that you have time for patience with those guys, but you're able to, when you get other guys back, you're allowed, you can afford to give those guys opportunities to try to get right. And to be fair with Alexander, it's a small sample size. And I think they probably know he's not exactly a top-line starter. This is not exactly what he's going to do if he were to make, if he were to pitch 150 innings in a season. This isn't exactly who he is. But you ride him as long as you can. You try to catch lightning in a bottle as long as you can and piece it together until the other guys get back. And if he's eight, that's what's been so awesome about the Astros this year, whether it's Trammell or Hummel or Short or Alexander or Colton Gordon, whoever it is, they've come up and they've played like and they performed like a top-line starter for the period of time that they've been asked. We know that if we extrapolate that throughout an entire season, they're not going to do that the entire year. That's why they're in the trip. They're in the minors. That's who they are over a long period of time. But in a short sample size, if you can pull them up, catch lightning in a bottle, get healthy, get right, like that's what an organization is built on. And that's what's been so cool is that everyone they've called up has performed for the short period of time needed. And now it's like, all right, cool. Thanks. We're good. Thanks for your service. Back down to Sugarland.
Yeah. Well, and now maybe, what's it, Jude Law or Keith Law or Rudy Law or Vance, whatever his name is, that constantly has the Astros minor league system 30th, 29th, or 30th. Guess what? I mean, guy after guy after guy out of that minor league system has had to come up and win at the big league level. So you can shut up, whatever your name
is. I really wish Jude Law was making trips to Sugarland to take a look at the Astros minor league system in between movie roles. He just goes, whatever. Man, this Jason Alexander doesn't have it.
But come see my new movie.
Yeah, I wish he would double up.
Whatever his name is.
Keith, I believe. Keith Law.
Keith Law. Yeah. You can shut up about the Astros now, okay? Because you're wrong. Look at the guys that are coming up and contributing.
But to be fair, those guys aren't being called up in a year or two and are going to be stars for the Astros. Like, they're great serviceable guys for short periods, don't you think?
No.
No. Short's the future of short?
Well, I mean, what I saw to Brandon Walter, holy crap.
Yeah, they got – did you know that A.J. Blueball's got 98 coming out of the paw?
I know.
Woo!
And he looked good up here, and he's just killing it down there. Of course, what did Luis Garcia just do? He was down. How many strikeouts did he have, though?
I believe 6.
6 strikeouts Luis Garcia had. I mean, he can't rock the baby anymore. But what we saw of him after he couldn't rock the baby wasn't good. But the cavalry is coming. Okay. And then there's Yordan. And apparently he is making progress.
Still.
According to...
If you're always halfway there, you never actually get to your destination.
Yeah. If you're always halfway there, right. That is... Will, why... See, we don't get that philosophical on this show, Will. You can't bring that
too
to
early
this show.
For that crap.
We say stupid stuff like Jude Law. Okay? That's what we say. We don't do philosophy like that. Right, Del?
It's true.
You got to know your audience.
I mean, Will. Honestly.
Okay, maybe... I mean, kicking it with Kunkel people know what that, okay.
John Lanza cultivated an audience who doesn't understand what you just said, don't know where it came from, and we'll be looking it up here shortly. But, yes, right. Yordan, if he's always in the midst of coming back, he'll never get here. Yes, correct.
If he's always halfway there.
Yeah.
You're always halfway there and never there.
That's true.
I get it now. Now I get it.
Yeah, I'm glad after repeating it to yourself a couple times, you now get it.
Yeah. All right, 713-780. Catching up on breaks here. Now, even Will, is he sitting in that seat? Is he in Lance's seat?
No, that's not on Will because the segment before you kept talking and now. But we're not too far if we go to break now.
Right. See, we don't have a producer like you had on TV.
I just told you to go to break now, and all you're doing is ripping me to extend the segment.
Will, we don't have a producer like in your ear saying, you got a minute and a half, and that's it. Will, so hurry up and get out so that we can see the pandas at the zoo for the last segment. You don't have that here.
Yeah, I was notorious for taking my 2 minutes into about 6 minutes on TV.
Right. All right, let's break it here. We'll talk about GimmeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf is notorious for being a money giver away. This dude just gives money away. Don't understand it. He hates money, apparently, because that's all he does is give it away. He's got a 20. How about this? GimmeTheVin.com, already the best place to sell your car. Now it's even better with the GimmeTheVin.com big cash giveaway. GimmeTheVin.com is giving away $25,000 in cash every single month. Get 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. For more details, go to the website, GimmeTheVin.com. But it's so easy. You log on to GimmeTheVin.com. You enter your license plate or your VIN number, and you get an offer in minutes, literally minutes, that is going to be well above any dealer quote. And you go out, they'll bring, if you want them to pick up your car, you want them to bring you the check, they'll do all of it. They'll do everything. I mean, it cannot be easier. And then when you sell them your car, you get 1,000 chances in the hopper to win $25,000 in cash. How about that? And people do that. They sell their car, they make more money than they would selling it anywhere else, and then on top of it, they win $25,000. That's happening every month at GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
A lot of backlash today about NFL cheerleader reveals.
Gross.
There's a lot more guys, let's say, in the cheerleading world. Than there have been in the past.
There have always been, well, not always, but male college cheerleaders.
Yes.
This is a little different, Della. Yeah. You've seen the video.
I've seen it. I mean, I'm not bothered by it.
How many
times
did you watch it?
I don't want to incriminate myself. I'm not bothered by it, but I know people are. You know how many times I'm actually going to see the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders? Never.
Right.
Not, at least not when they actually perform on the field. I'm seeing it on social media because people are talking about it. But, yeah, it's not what traditionally you would see. I don't think the Cowboys would do this.
Is there a group, like, clamoring for this, though? Like, is there a want and a desire for this somewhere that I'm missing?
If you don't know, the Minnesota Vikings have a couple. One, I think they have two, but one prominently is being talked about because – maybe because of the hair, maybe there's some lip gloss going on, but they do have two male cheerleaders, I believe. And no, I don't know that people are asking for it, but I guess Minnesota's saying we are not going to discriminate, and if the person can dance and entertain, they got a shot to win a spot.
This is another situation where you got to know your audience, though. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure this is right for NFL. NFL audiences, right? I mean, you can be politically correct and all of that stuff, but I mean, I just find it like.
I guess if it's not written down, they can't expressly go no men.
You can do whatever you want.
I guess you don't have to hire or have them win the job, but let them try out. I just don't know what the legality of all of this
is. You can do whatever you want, like whatever. I'm just asking, is there a demand for this? Usually as a business, you supply a demand. Like, is there a demand for these men wearing skirts and prancing around? I don't know.
I don't know that these two will be wearing skirts. Maybe
I thought they were.
Maybe a pantsuit. I don't know.
But this isn't like these dudes that like hold the girls up and flip them. This is them playing the role of the female. This is the female role that they're playing.
I don't know. I don't know that anyone's looking for it outside of these men. That's what I'm asking.
Like, so why are we doing something if there's no demand for it? I understand doing something in the form of demand, but whatever.
There is no demand for this. And I just got it's know your audience. Like Will talking about philosophy, you got to know your audience. I'm watching the Astros game the other day, and there's a women's shampoo commercial on there, and I thought to myself, I said, "This is you just wasting some money here."
Women don't watch the Astros.
I don't know. It's a smaller percentage.
It's a smaller percentage than the men.
You can spend your money in a better way, I think. Right? I mean, if you're advertising, you want to hit a market.
Well, I don't know. I just need
those Pecker Pills commercials.
Right. I mean, that's a much better. You got an older guy sitting there going, man, I'd like to get some of that.
Well, you have.
It's so shame.
John, you have lived a life where Wendy's schedule would mean she's generally not at home when you're watching Astros games. I don't know how it works. I'm not married. Do men sit down at home and watch the games with their wives?
I will say my wife watches the Astros when I have them on, for sure. She gets engaged. She'll yell at the umpire and say that's a baloney call.
So I don't know that a guy will sit down and his wife will be off doing something else in the same house. Sometimes I guess they sit down and watch the game. So maybe that's what they think. Wives and husbands sit down and watch the game. And some women just watch Astros baseball because they love it.
Yeah.
You tell me. I'm not the married man.
I had to set up a room with multiple TVs so that I could watch the game while we watch something else. Now, she does. She's a sports fan, but baseball, day in, day out, watching the Astros every day is not something that she's not about that life. So, but she loves sports too in doses. So, So it is. I don't know. Know your audience, and I don't think this trend going to male cheerleaders is. I think they're tone deaf. I understand that they're trying to do something here, DEI wise or whatever, or politically correct wise or whatever. But it's not being received well. It's just not. I don't know. I've been on the side of Texas A&M. Get some female cheerleaders.
Well, they don't call them cheerleaders. They're yell leaders.
Yeah. I've been in stadium in away at LSU. I got to tell you, it is not well received there.
What do the yell leaders do on a game to game basis? Aren't they just doing chants and doing all that odd Aggie stuff that they do?
Why do you describe it as odd Aggie stuff?
Because it is odd in comparison to what happens at other stadiums with their entertainment. Because first, obviously, it's men and women, and they do the little rocking and swaying and whatever.
Shooting the guns.
Look.
Kicking back.
College campuses and traditions, everyone has their thing. But when we're judging oddness as far as going across the country, the Aggies rank pretty high in comparison.
Mean by odd is different.
Yes. Yeah, odd, different. Right, it's out of the ordinary in comparison to what other people do.
Is queer the same as that?
I don't like when you use it because it goes in directions I don't want to go in.
What is the definition of queer?
Yeah, you play this game all the time, but considering who it's coming from, I don't want to get into it. Because
it means it's odd.
I understood, but you say it specifically because that word generally isn't used. If I thought you just wanted to say a different way of odd, I'd agree. Okay, go ahead. But you like saying it for the reaction.
Like right now, Will is gay. Look how happy he is.
See, okay? this is what I'm talking about. Yes, in one definition, yes, you are correct. But also for Will, he would probably prefer you just say, look how happy he is.
Have you seen Jim Jeffries stand up?
You know how I know you shouldn't do this? Because if Kelvin Sampson if you were talking to Kelvin Sampson and you said, Kelvin, you made the Final Four. Look how gay, I saw how gay you were out there. You wouldn't do it that way. You go, look how happy, I saw how happy you were.
I might do that.
No, no chance.
You're wrong. I might do that.
Not to him.
Yeah.
Okay, try it next time. Next time he's on, because we haven't talked to him since they lost in the title game. Man, Kelvin.
How gay were you?
The highs and lows. When you cut down those nets and won the regional, how gay did you feel? You're not going to do that.
So have you seen Jim Jeffries stand up?
I've seen some of it.
Okay, so he says, okay, let's look at the statistics. Lesbian marriage has the fewest divorces, followed by heterosexual. Lesbian marriage has the most divorces, followed by heterosexual, followed by gay marriages. They're the least divorced, the lowest divorce rate, gay marriage. And he said there's a reason. In lesbian, there's two women involved, okay? In heterosexual, there's one. In gay marriage, there's none. You know what gay means, right? It means happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So this is, I don't know. I don't know how we got there.
You just wanted to mention gay again and also take a shot at how women ruin marriages? I don't know what you're doing. From a married man.
I mean, I think that we
happily
have
married.
I mean, I think we've insulted the Aggies enough so far and women so far in this segment.
I mean, don't say we.
Well, you're the one.
I got after the Aggies, and now you're going after women.
No. I love women. I love my wife.
Yes,
I love my wife.
You're a girl dad. You love that too?
Yes.
You have a granddaughter that you love?
Yes.
So
I'm a girl granddad.
So
yes.
What you're saying is, do as I do, not as I say.
Right. I always do that. I always say that because I don't want anybody doing as I say. No, but in the world, I want them doing what I say. Except one thing.
Well, you've played this well. Not a word. You've played this well, Will. Not a word from
smiles
you.
Smiles and smirks, man.
Well done, Will.
Yeah.
Well, Will, stay away from.
He's Teflon in some ways. I've been here long enough that I can go back and forth with him and be Teflon. I'm not sure about you yet, so this is good for you. Not a word. Yeah. Just let him go, and we can go to break now.
Yeah, you've done shows with Lance before, right?
Yeah, tomorrow on a Friday is going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah, but it's going to be different than doing it with me.
Very different.
I don't think he's going to bring up these subjects.
You won't have to be silent to protect yourself as much tomorrow as you have been in this last segment.
You don't have to take the fifth. You don't have to plead the fifth on that show. Okay.
Yeah, we'll during breaks, you do some you'll interact with your audience on camera. Save all your best stuff for there, because John's just going to ruin anything you say on this show.
Noted.
It's my job. So I don't want you to do what I say, except a couple of things, like Coors Lights. That I want you to do. That I feel like it's important in your life. I think it's very important in your life that you have as many Coors Lights, and you drink Coors Light as opposed to the other brands. And there's other brands out there, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. But I think there's other beers out there, and you have a choice. Well, in my life, there's only one brand, and that's Coors Light. And I want you to try it, please. And you may, I don't know, less filling, whatever, you know, Dylan Mulroney, whatever. I mean, you can drink whatever you want. But if you haven't tried a Coors Light, please try one. Let's go. Jump on this train, because this train is full steam ahead with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I'm a big fan. I hope that you will be too. If you got guys coming, I'm telling you, if you have Coors Light and some other brand in your refrigerator, guys are going to choose the Coors Light. Hey, give me one of those Coors Lights. That's what they're going to choose. So make sure that you got it on hand, 6, 12 case of beer. Make sure the mountains are blue, so when your boys come over, they got cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. There's only one beer for me, and that's cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Summer circuit continues. ESPN Houston every week. This week, the boys are at Brickhouse Tavern and Tap in Humble. tomorrow from noon until 6. Brick House Tavern and Tap in Humboldt. Stop on by and sign up to win a brand new pair of e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, a $4,000 value. That's a great gift we've given away. And so the summer circuit continues. And the listener party is September 5th at St. Arnold's Brewery. We've given away tickets. You got to listen all day long to get those tickets. And go to our app right now and sign up. If you haven't signed up on our app before, it's easy. It takes a couple minutes. And then press the enter to be in our fantasy draft button. And you possibly could be 2 weeks from today at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We're going to have a big time. I think 7 o'clock, Dell, is when we're going to draft. We'll have dinner and draft. We'll have food, all kinds of great food at the DraftKings Sportsbook.
Yeah, Joe is making sure to figure out when the guys can get down there because maybe they got work that day. We're going to plan that out, make sure everybody can be there on time because, you know, we're going to be there starting Wednesday night because we got a show Thursday morning. Right. I think the listeners, their two-day night stay is two-night stay, excuse me, it's Thursday night and Friday night. So we're just going to make sure you guys are all good and set up to go, and then we'll certainly get our draft started.
Well, I think you should just take off of work or quit your job.
I mean, that seems harsh or rash, excuse me, considering we're not giving them any money.
Nugget.
But they don't win like $60,000 to win the league, so giving up a job for...
Tillman's giving away money in the casino every day.
I don't know if giving away is how you should put that.
Well, he gives it away when you win it. Okay.
But how are you going to give it back?
You're not giving it back.
John, now, how much money did you give back last time you were there?
There's a really good chance you give it back, but not if you're smart. Right? Hey, that depends on your intelligence.
Would you gauge yourself as smart during your trips at the Golden Nugget?
No, no one ever said that.
All right.
So that's 2 weeks from today. Del, explain this Christian Pulisic and Tim Way thing.
Timothy Weah and Christian Pulisic, however you want to pronounce that, and his dad have taken issue with former players on the U.S. national team's comments about them because those two individuals did not play in this most recent Gold Cup. I went to the final right here in town at NRG and watched the Mexico beat them 2-1. They weren't involved in the Gold Cup. They got criticized for not playing for their country. Those two leaned into, hey, we've had a long season. We're tired. This is about getting ourselves ready for the season to come, and we want to be at our best. They have taken the hits, and they've responded. Pulisic has a documentary, which means he can react to these things in a cultivated way. So this is him, Weah, and at the very end, you're going to hear Pulisic's dad fire back at ex-national team members who have criticized them.
I'd say the most annoying thing, and for me the biggest cop-out of all time, is when, especially, you know, all pundits want to say, you know, they didn't want it. They didn't have the heart. You know, back in our day, we would fight and we would die on that field.
When we were on the field, there were guys on the field all
That's
over
Landon
the field
Donovan.
Who, if they didn't perform well, their club team probably lost. But there's not a lot of guys who fall into that.
I think those guys are chasing chicks, and for me, I just feel like they're really equal, honestly, because they've been players and they know what it's like when you're getting bashed, and those are the same guys that'll turn around and shake your hand and try to be friendly with you at the end of the day.
That's
These guys want clicks. Social media, it's subscribe to my channels, listen to my podcasts, or whatever.
Don't get me wrong, I respect all of them. I mean, they were players that I looked up to, but quite frankly, the guys before us didn't win anything either.
I think they should look in the mirror and look at their last performances for the national team before they start talking shit.
That was Pulisic's dad at the very end.
And I listen, Landon Donovan took off too when he was exhausted.
That was Pulisic's dad's comment back a couple months ago when he said, you took a hiatus from the national team, pointing to exhaustion and being tired because of all the games you've played and some mental health stuff. So you have that on your track, on your ledger. What are you talking about my kid for in that
way? Right. And he's right. I mean, it's pretty hypocritical, isn't it?
I don't remember the context of why Landon did. I just know overall that was how it was. It was kind of that was the narrative around it. Look, the problem for this team, this generation, they were expected to do big things. And they have – now, not all the guys were around. Pulisic is kind of the guy who is used as the center of all the problems of the national team, because he was part of that team as a young player who didn't make the World Cup back in 18. He is now played in one where they got knocked out in the second round, which has been the way this has gone for them since 2002, I believe. And then they've had disappointments, whether it be bad friendlies that they've lost. And, of course, he didn't play in the Gold Cup, which is something some people consider important, others don't. So it's more about golden generation talk and not winning on the national level while a lot of these players are playing in the best clubs in the world. So there's this push and pull. Why can you thrive here for your club, but when it comes to national team performances, it's been disappointing? I think it's a lot of the whole how ex-NBA players talk about the league today. A lot of this is, hey, we kind of lay the groundwork for you guys. You're supposed to be at a level where you're supposed to take it further, and yet you've been given something that we earned, and you're doing nothing with it. So it's this push and pull of old versus new. It's a tale as old as time, John.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, tale as old as time. It's, oh, okay, it's Beauty and the Beast we're talking about here. Beauty and the Beast. And who's, I don't know who's the Beast and who's the Beauty. Listen, the U.S. has never done anything. These guys criticizing these guys is pretty, it's, to me, it rings a little hollow. They did nothing. They,
I was going to say, all these generations, all they did was lose, right?
Yeah.
U.S. men's soccer sucked forever.
Landon Donovan was on the team that accomplished the most ever in a World Cup. They made a quarterfinal when they beat Mexico 2-0 in South Korea.
That's like hanging a summer league banner.
So he does have that as a standard. Look, there are countries who are very proud in their soccer but have never won anything just because they're smaller countries and the investment isn't there. The U.S. believes it should be different because of all the money they put into it. But there are foundational issues with how they develop talent that are always going to cause problems. But it doesn't matter. The players are going to say, hey, we fought, we clawed to get you to a point where now you guys are playing in the best clubs in the world while we were part of the generation that built MLS. You guys should be thriving. Why aren't you playing better? And it's probably the ex-players are sick and tired of hearing about how much better these players were than they are or they were. And they're not seeing the results. But to both your points, this is a country who finds success in winning the CONCACAF stuff, a Gold Cup here, a Nations League there. There hasn't been much international success. It's all been blips. But this current group was supposed to be the one to take us further. And since they have not done that, they've been open to criticism from the ex-players. But isn't that what says things are being taken seriously? When the ex-players criticize the current ones, because that's how the NBA does it. That's how the NFL does it. I don't know so
well,
much about
but
baseball.
Those guys, a lot of those guys, they've won titles.
Right? And the ex-players will say, we've won more than you have. Even we've gone far further in a World Cup than you have. Landon Donovan staked the claim that, hey, yeah, I took my club, my team, my national team further than you've ever done.
Yeah.
All you did was suck less.
I mean, you make a quarterfinal of a World Cup, that's a pretty big deal. I get it. I get it for this country.
It doesn't make you untouchable.
No, but I get it for this country. We talk. It's winning, win or fail. You got to win a title or it's failure. But making a quarterfinal in the World Cup certainly was a big deal back then. The problem is we haven't progressed. In fact, we've gone backwards.
So we got to the group of 16.
Group of 8.
And we won at the group of 16.
Yes,
that's it.
And you gave Germany – In some ways, they probably had a chance to beat Germany. That game, a call goes a different way. Maybe they're playing in a semifinal. But yes, but the problem is that was, what now, 23 years ago? And this generation was supposed to go further, and they have not. They've maintained or gone backwards, and now they're catching it from the guys who they were supposed to outshine.
Listen, I'm looking at that story right now. We got a break. I'm looking at that story on ESPN. The next story is this. Tottenham disgusted by racial abuse aimed at Mathys Tel. I don't know who Mathys Tel is. Is he white? Because Whitey's been taking some hits lately, though.
I'm looking up the gentleman's name. I don't know who aimed the racial abuse at him. I'm looking at him. He plays for the French side, the under-21 French side, and apparently he suffered some racial abuse in the UEFA Cup. So Tottenham was playing the biggest club in France, PSG, who had just come off winning a Champions League title. I don't know what Mathistel looked like, so I'm not sure if you're right and Whitey caught the L. In fact, he's not white, so it was not Whitey taking an L. It was a French black man, I guess, getting abused by French fans.
That rarely happens in soccer, except everywhere.
Yeah, it happens all the time. I just don't know why they were going after a guy just because he played for the other team. Because you're the French club and you're a French fan, so you're going after a French player.
Why are your people more racist than anyone?
What do you mean my people?
Your soccer people.
Oh, I thought you meant Nigerians. I don't know why they're yelling. Because they're your people, though. The Italians have been doing that to Balotelli for years.
They're your people. They're soccer people.
No, the Italians are your people.
I was going to say, there seems like there's more racial issues in soccer than any sport.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Racist.
I don't know why.
That's why I don't get involved in soccer.
I don't know. You
racist.
Went to a Real Madrid match. I don't know why a Frenchman would be yelling at another Frenchman simply because he's playing for an English side. I don't know why. He plays for your national team, or at least the under 21 team. At some point, he may play for the senior side, and then if he scores a goal, you're going to be rooting him on. But it's time to throw racial abuse at him because he happens to be playing for a club that you're rooting against for the night.
That's why I don't watch soccer. Too racist.
I don't know. You watch baseball, and
there's no race,
and there's a historic.
Oh, really? Ever seen Taylor Trammell? Okay.
Trammell. See? Whatever. You can't even pronounce his name right.
His mama called him Trammell. I'm going to call
him His mother called him Trammell. That's actually the issue. Okay. Everyone else is calling him Trammell.
Oh, yeah. Nobody called him Tony Dorsett.
Ever heard of Ty Cobb, John?
Okay. Ever hear? Okay. Ever hear of Taylor Trammell?
What does that mean?
Not racist. That's what.
Tell Adam Jones that when he went to Boston.
Well, I mean, that was a long time ago.
Not that long ago.
If it was 2 days ago, it was a long time ago. It's changed now.
So you've got the
baseball's very accepting. So you've got soccer, not so much.
You got the brain of a goldfish, apparently. If it happened.
Weren't
people yelling? Baseball's has awful fans. Weren't they? What Red Sox were they yelling at after his mom? Was it mom or his dad died and the fans were yelling at him? Was it Duran? Who was it?
Oh, no.
It was actually – there was kind of a misunderstanding on that one. Was that the recent one with the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, he was crying. Yeah.
They had that. That happened as well. But there was a Red Sox who suffered some abuse. And, you're right.
Boston. Everybody's racist in Boston.
No, he wasn't in Boston.
Can Red Sox suffer abuse?
I mean, if you're talking about family. Oh, no. He was talking about – the guy had, he had dealt with thoughts of suicide, right?
That's in that documentary.
Yeah, and then the fans decided, why don't you kill yourself or something?
That's a bit much.
So, yes, baseball has
people
issues.
People are nice
too.
Like that.
Yeah.
Though.
Well, remember, do you remember way back in the day, Arizona State fans chanting at Steve Kerr?
Steve Kerr, yeah.
His father was killed in a terrorist attack.
It was racist.
So, don't just blame soccer fans. I think the point is humanity kind of sucks.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But soccer fans more than anyone.
Sure.
I mean, there's degrees, Dell, and soccer is up there.
I don't know. If you're open about your mental health issues and talked about thoughts of suicide and then a fan yells, you should have killed yourself, you think that – what degree is that?
I mean –
Go ahead.
They just want to see if you're over it or not.
Oh, no. Let's go to break. You're terrible.
We gotta talk about the summer sales event. It's ending September 2nd at Chastang Ford. But the summer sales event is awesome. Now, are you in the market for a new truck? Because they got select 2024 and 2025 models, 0% for 48 months, zero down, no payments for up to 90 days. This is an incredible deal. Zero down, 0% for 48 months, no payments for up to 90 days. I mean, you're using their money for 4 years. Are you kidding me? Plus, you get a complimentary two-year maintenance plan. And the 2024 has got to come off the lot. Do you know how much they're marked down from when they came out new last year? It's incredible. The deal that you're getting today, and it's still a brand-new truck. Yet the deal that you're getting today is something you will not find. It is incredible. Go and look at these 2024s and get, and it's the best deal that you'll find in the car in the whole market. No dealer add-on fees at Chastain Ford. No markups. They're not going to try to upsell you. They just don't do that. You got the truck. You want it your way, and you got all of these deals. The summer sales event's still going on and will continue to go on. But hurry at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.